Do not like the guy.
You should be off of him. He's a
Do not like the guy. I did like him. I thought he was a great leader, a great coach. And
I don't think he's a great coach, to be honest with you. And I know that's a hot take. I don't
that's
think he's
a real
good coach.
Hot take.
I don't think he's a good – he has great coordinators. He's a good recruiter.
Offensive coordinators.
He always has a good offensive coordinator, though. A good offensive coordinator. The one thing about Dabo, if their defensive coordinator ever leaves, and please, I mean, what the hell? He needs to leave. Ever leaves and he has to hire a defensive coordinator and that defensive coordinator is kind of iffy, I think that's going to be when Dabo and Clemson start to fall.
Oh, what's going on? Welcome back. We are Joe shaking his head. Why are you so upset?
Bears just gave up a touchdown.
Okay. Welcome back to Stadium Drive Podcast. We are the podcast that you told your drunk uncle about during Thanksgiving dinner. You're like, I've been checking out this podcast. You need to check it out, Unc. Speaking of being drunk, our podcast is brought to you by Georgia Beer Company. None of us are drunk right now. We don't get drunk. We do like some beers though. Georgia Beer Company is Georgia's southernmost brewery. They use many traditional and innovative Georgia grown products. You can try a variety of their patented beers, the Field Party, which is my favorite, and the Southern Isles, which is actually really good too. They honestly don't have a bad beer. They're locally owned and operated right here in Valdosta, Georgia. You can visit their tap room at 109 South Briggs Street in Valdosta. Great atmosphere, live music, food trucks, games. You can tour the plant, see how the beer is made, which is really cool. If you're not in Valdosta, though, check them out at your local liquor store or your nearest Publix in Georgia. Must be 21 years or older, and please drink responsibly. Or not, it's up to you. But You should. I'm not gonna tell people anyway. We back in the virtual lab. Shout out. It's my thumb. You know how Jordan had the flu game or the hangover game. Whatever you want to call it. This is my thumb podcast.
Yeah.
It looks
not that bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look that bad, bro.
It's not bad anymore. Have you guys seen it today?
No. I seen it with the needle through it.
Yeah, that was not fun. Like, I knew I had to do it. It's just one of them things. And then you texted Brad and was like, you need to do it. So, yeah, heated up a needle. And stuck it through my fingernail.
Tell the listeners how you got a blood blister under your thumb.
Well, I was like, I had a show this weekend. I was for the clothing brand I own, a little small town, whatever. What do you call it?
Small business.
Small business Saturday show, slinging some hats, selling some hats. Shout out Taylor South. So when I got home, I was unloading the tables. And I let my tailgate down, and I slid this table out of the back of my tailgate, and somehow my thumb got caught in between the table and my tailgate somehow. And there was like some neighbors outside, so like I was like muffling myself because I didn't want to scream and sound like an idiot because they're like new neighbors and I don't know them. Which I don't really talk to any of my neighbors anyway, but so I like like ran inside and was like, "Dear God, that hurt!" And so yeah. No, I didn't cry. So pretty much, like, think of a broken hand, but worse. That's how my thumb was yesterday.
Well, I'd rather do that to every finger on my hand than go to my wife's third cousin's wedding. Oh, that's what I had to do Saturday.
Well,
That sounds terrible.
Third cousin.
I don't know how you wake up, Joe. You wake up on a Saturday morning. You're like, I'm going to watch football today, and then somehow the day turns into a wedding.
Wake up thinking that, you know, I mean, Florida State's probably going to lose, but hey, going to a football game is on a Saturday night is better than what most people do on Saturday nights. Like, I mean, I don't care if Florida State loses, but I'd rather go there than do anything around the house or rather than go into a wife or my wife's cousin's wedding. I mean, it was brutal.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. I have no idea who in the hell my third cousins are. I don't think I have third cousins that exist.
I don't either. I have no idea. It was ridiculous. Lovely wedding. Wish I wasn't there. I mean,
I've been shouting it from the rooftops here. We need to ban weddings during football season. I know love can't wait. When you find the one, you find the
date. Well, the thing is, she wasn't going to make me go until the game got canceled. Like, I was, hey, go to your wedding. That's fine.
You shouldn't have told her.
I thought about that. I thought about waiting until she actually.
Until she left, until she got like 15, 20 minutes down the road, then be like, oh, the game just got canceled.
Yeah, I thought about that. But it was too early. I didn't want her to see on Facebook or something. But that did cross my mind. I'll be honest with you.
Shout out Joe being a good husband.
I would have pulled that. I would have pulled that so bad.
I spent my Saturday cussing at Christmas decorations as I was putting them up outside. So that was fun.
Oh, that's secretly awful too.
That is horrible.
I don't mess with that shit.
I mean, the ladder doesn't stay stabilized. You're about to fall off. I'm getting too old for this shit, guys. I'm getting way too old for this.
Well, we put up our fake tree in the house, which I'm a real tree guy. I hate fake trees. But we put up our fake tree because the wife is a fake tree person. And that was horrible. I mean,
I hate fake trees. I'm the same. I like real trees. My wife hates them. But okay. I hate like the holes and stuff. And you got to like fluff the things. And I'm like wasting so much time.
Yep.
So terrible. I grew up. All my childhood, real tree, never had a fake tree. First year, me and my wife were married. We're living, you know, on our own. We get a real tree because I'm like, I'm a real tree guy. Hell no. Since then, we've gotten fake. I love fake. I'm not about to vacuum. Dude, it made such a mess. Vacuuming up everything.
Okay, but do you have to actually like – spread out all the limbs on the fake tree and that's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's dumb. It is dumb. See, I couldn't do it. See, we put our tree up yesterday. Well, a serious thumb injury here. So the wife's been wanting me to get the Christmas tree out of the attic for 2 weeks. I've been procrastinating a little bit, telling her it's not time yet because we don't ever do anything Christmas related before Thanksgiving.
That's a slap in the face to Thanksgiving. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's a disrespectful thing to think. So I'm like, I'll get it. I planned on getting it out yesterday. Shout out my thumb. It's not my fault that my thumb was paralyzed. I couldn't do anything. So luckily my parents happened to come by to grab something and shout out dad for getting it down out of the attic. So
what a nice guy.
Yeah.
See, we got two Christmas trees, two fake Christmas trees I got to put up each year.
So does Joe. Why do y'all have so many Christmas trees?
And I ask why we have to do that, and it's like one's got to be visible from the window so when people drive by and see our lights, they can see a Christmas tree.
Got it.
And that's not the real one.
We're getting a third one for the guest bathroom.
Oh.
That makes zero sense.
Yeah, I know that.
Is it a mini? Like a little
– it's like a mini one to put up like by the sink, but – I mean,
that one needs to be real so it'll like smell good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Tori's already like talking about getting another one for Reagan's bedroom so she can decorate her own. I'm like, that's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. I'm glad we're a one Christmas tree household as of right now. Things could change by the time this podcast comes out, but Yeah, slap in the face of Thanksgiving. Don't put your stuff up before Thanksgiving. Give Thanksgiving some respect. All right, well, I guess we're done with that.
Let's talk some sports.
Yeah, we can do that. What sports we have left? Oh, you just want to start off with the Thursday games? We'll just do NFL, then college, then NFL again. Because the only thing we really have to talk about the Thursday game is that my Washington football team, real name, no gimmick, is back 40-whatever points to Dallas. 41 points, 41-16, bloodbath.
Antonio Gibson.
My guy. Hey, good. He's the future.
Good. Yes.
He's still learning the position. He only had like 18 career carries at Memphis. Something atrocious like that. So he's good. I was really happy to see us win that game, which we beat the hell out of the Cowboys the first time. So
needed that.
So is it gonna come down to Washington and New York? Is that what?
Well, see, New York has swept us.
Yeah, that's the edge.
So, but I'm saying, though, do you think it's going to come down to Giants, Washington?
I think so. I mean, it depends. They're saying Danny's hurt pretty bad. So we'll see about that. I mean, we'll probably lose next week. We'll play Seahawks and then
probably the Giants. Brad.
Hey, we've been in all the games. We've been in all the games,
Brad.
Joe.
The Seahawks will beat y'all by 40.
Our defense, dude, you got to watch. Our defense is solid. Rock solid.
The thing about it like Washington and the Giants remaining schedule, we have the easier schedule, but they're both not good. Like we play
the Cowboys have the easiest schedule remaining, but with just, them I'm being talking,
just,
swept.
Yeah, just yeah. out of us two, though. Because, like, we have the Steelers left, and then we play 49ers, then we play Seahawks. So Steelers and Seahawks are two L's. Then we got the Panthers and the Eagles.
So we got Seahawks, Ravens, Cardinals, Cowboys, and one more.
Yeah, so we could potentially have 7 wins. Yeah, I don't know. It's trash division.
Giants, dude. Giants have Seahawks, Cardinals, Browns, Ravens, Cowboys. So yeah. They'll lose 4 straight going into the Cowboys game.
4 straight?
Yeah. Jeez.
Come on,
you'll
Joe.
You'll lose to the Seahawks. You'll lose to the Cardinals. You'll probably lose to the Browns. And you'll lose to the Ravens.
Not losing to the Browns. Also, with the Cardinals, dude, pretenders. I mean, we can get into it later, but wow. Their kicker, trash. He should be fired. Lost 3 games for him. Kyler Murray got figured out today. I mean, the Pats, we've had this discussion.
Kyler Murray's hurt. Kyler Murray's hurt. Don't badmouth. Kyler Murray's hurt.
Yep. All right. Anyways, yeah, that's the only thing I really want to say about the third. Cause like,
I love it, dude. Like, Jerry Jones is just facial expressions in his owner's box. I love it. I'm up for it.
Yeah.
The was guys, a big, big Washington football team fan on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Loved guys, it. Guys real pissed. Didn't really pay attention to the Lions game, to be honest with you. That was a trash bowl. So I didn't really know. It was on the TV while we were eating, but it was meh. Friday was what I was really excited about. There was three.
There was some good college football games on Friday.
Pretty much every game Friday was good. I mean, Iowa State, Texas. Me and Brad both picked Texas.
Yeah, so did Antoine. I was the only guy who loved Iowa State. Matt Campbell was legit. Brock Purdy, they have a good running back.
I like Breece Hall. Like, yeah. I don't understand why Breece Hall is not getting more Heisman hype. I put him in my Heisman top 5. Don't understand. He's got the most rushing yards. I think he's up in the top 3 in touchdowns. But then people have Najee Harris, who's got 400 less yards than him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an Iowa State guy.
You guys see how close we were with our pick'em to having each person have a – we were the only ones who picked it. So you had Joe picked Iowa State, Hudgens picked North Carolina. I picked
– So I was 2-0 is what you're saying. So I was the only Penn guy State. Who was 2-0.
Well, who'd you have Penn State, Michigan?
Oh, yeah, I was talking about Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Well, Friday. Yeah.
Sure, Friday.
North Carolina, Notre Dame, Brad came to the house and we watched that game together till like half. and it was
Notre Dame's defense is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say what you want about North Carolina. Say what you want about, you know, their defense, but their offense is elite. And Notre Dame shut their offense down and lost one of their best secondary players in the second quarter.
Oh yeah. Second half adjustments killed North Carolina.
I didn't really like that targeting. I didn't like that targeting call.
I hate college football targeting.
Yeah,
like college football players are still learning the game. If it's not something that's blatant, you shouldn't get ejected for one. Now, two targetings, yes, but yeah, one targeting. I mean, college kids are going to mess up. Like, I don't. It's the stupidest thing. It can change games. It changed, like, especially in the second half, and then you have to miss the whole first half of the next game. It's the stupidest rule ever. I hate it.
Yeah, it's disgusting. sheesh. Oregon State, Oregon, absolutely. Dude, I loved this game so much. It was the highlighter bowl. They both look like highlighters. Like Oregon with the bright yellow.
The slimes Oregon's, don't look as good as no. good like as they did in the pictures. I will say.
USF?
Oh yeah, USF. The slime, that those uniforms, they didn't look as good as like when they posted them on their Twitter horrible. Page.
Yeah, they like yeah.
They look like the Vipers from
Tampa Bay.
The XFL.
Yeah, they were not good. They were not good at all. Like, I kind of semi-liked them when they posted on Twitter. I was like, oh, because I'm like a big green guy. So, I'm like, oh. And then seeing them in person, I was like, ugh, those are horrible. But this Oregon State game, dude, I loved that shit. I love the upset.
I like them, yeah.
Oregon State.
They tried to give it
to Oregon.
They tried to give it to Oregon. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
They got completely hosed towards the end of the game because that quarterback, I believe it was a quarterback, he was definitely in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like 1,000%.
Yeah. And then the offsides.
Yeah.
Was horrible.
Yeah. Horrible. But yeah, big win for that program though, just because of they're just not good. Like while I was watching that game, I was like looking up the history of Oregon State. They're trash. They've literally like,
yeah.
It makes me actually like, if you sit back and think of all these other college programs, like, we could be an Indiana fan right now. Absolutely trash. Never won anything.
Only think of one time Oregon State was decent, and that was when they had Jacquizz Rodgers. That's the only time I ever remember Oregon State. I don't know one other player. Yeah.
They had who did Oregon State have? Brandon Cooks. No?
Yeah, I want to say, yeah.
Yeah, I think they did have Brandon Cooks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so they've had a good baseball team for a lot of years, but
yeah,
that's not what we're talking about. So.
Yeah. But I don't know. Loved it. I also loved it because it kind of eliminated the Pac-12 for even being kind of definitely in the conversation. Because, you know, unfortunately, they were going to be in the conversation. Like, oh, what about Oregon? They're 4-0.
See, no, this is when we get into another
conversation.
It's the
same shit as Ohio State, though.
I know. You're right.
This is when we get into another conversation that people keep bringing up with the college football playoff. People want it to where all the Power Five, you know, champions make it in. And this is the reason why we couldn't. Because, like, if you look at that argument versus, like, the argument of everybody who wins their division in the NFL should get in. Well, you have four teams that are trash in one division there. So, I think with – we talk about expanding the college football playoff, you still do just the top eight teams. Not who wins their championships.
I like the idea in a normal year. I like the idea of the Power Five champions and then three at large is what I like.
And then you could run into this situation.
You're right, but it's. I mean,
I like the BCS.
Well, I mean,
you like the BCS? I didn't like it.
They put FSU in every year.
They really did. Do the BCS, but do it like a playoff BCS. Why can't that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think eight.
Yeah.
Because if you're number nine, it's like, okay, you just beat – it's the difference between the top four and, like, the top five. You're like, hey, I could be number four. But if you're number nine, it's like, bro, just be better. Because obviously you have a loss.
To me, if you're the seventh team in the nation, be better. Yeah. I like it. I like it hard to get in. I like I think four teams is, and I know I'm in the minority, but I think four teams is plenty.
But you haven't seen FSU at five.
I probably never will, Brad.
Shout out.
I would say six would be good. I would like eight, but six with two first-round buys would be solid.
Realize, and this is off topic, I didn't realize the NFL added a playoff team.
Yeah.
I saw today when they were doing the playoff teams in a hunt, just when before the Bears game, they added another team. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. As far as Saturday's games, Florida, Kentucky played them good for like a quarter, I think. There really wasn't nothing. Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, I watched the end of that game. That was a pretty decent game. Texas Tech tried to claw back. The Iron Bowl, absolute bloodbath. I wanted the Iron Bowl.
Beating Alabama.
No, I was pulling. No. I was pulling for Auburn because I love chaos. I absolutely love chaos. So I was like, oh, come on, Auburn. But deep down, like, I contradict myself because deep down, I just wanted Alabama to score like 60. I was like, just look unstoppable, which they did.
It makes you like, why do college football fans, why are they so invested? Like, it's going to be Clemson and Alabama. We spend this whole offseason like
arguing,
talking about our teams, getting hyped up about our teams, you know, looking at the schedule, like mapping out the schedule, how many wins is we're going to get. End of the day, it's going to be Alabama Clemson.
You have this. So you're saying Alabama Clemson, but Notre Dame's sitting there like, hey guys.
Notre Dame is legit. But they're not on Alabama or Clemson's level.
Is Notre Dame going to beat
Clemson? With Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
What?
Do you think Notre Dame beats Clemson in the ACC championship?
Not with Trevor Lawrence. No way.
No. Dude, Clemson put up 31 points in the first quarter. The first quarter against Pittsburgh. And I said, oh, this is Dabo's revenge game. He's going to take all his aggression out and score 90 points. And then they just were kind of like, meh, after that. Because they scored, 21 the rest of the game?
Yeah.
I'm officially off the Dabo train. Do not like the guy.
You should be off of him. He's a
– Do not like the guy. I did like him. I thought he was a great leader, a great coach. And the lie detector determined that was a lie. So
I don't think he's a great coach, to be honest with you. And I know that's a hot take.
That's a real hot take.
I don't think he's a good – he has great coordinators.
He goes through offensive coordinators every year. Every year
He always has a good offensive coordinator, though. A good offensive coordinator. The one thing about Dabo, if their defensive coordinator ever leaves, and please, I mean, what the hell? He needs to leave. Ever leaves and he has to hire a defensive coordinator and that defensive coordinator is kind of iffy, I think that's going to be when Dabo and Clemson start to fall. Now, if he stays there forever, if they hire a good defense coordinator, then Clemson's just going to run the ACC forever. But the only chance that we all have in the ACC is if Dabo messes up on the next defense coordinator or even offense coordinator, because Tony Elliott will leave soon.
Yeah, Tony Elliott will leave. And I mean, they don't get OCs every year. That was an exaggeration. But they've had, you know, turnover there more than freaking Venerable. Venerable's, yeah. I don't think he'll ever leave.
He's never going to leave.
Never going to leave.
Stupid.
Yeah.
The only game Saturday that's worth talking about really is Penn State Michigan, because that was the battle of the two trash teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah, it was trash.
Jim Harbaugh's got to go.
He's got to go.
He's got to. There's no way around it. Like, oh, he's horrible. He's absolutely horrible.
There's going to be some super big jobs, college football jobs, open this offseason.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, Vandy's looking great, dude.
Well, no, like South Carolina and Vandy is going to be like the two worst.
Yeah. I mean, you think Michigan, Texas, maybe.
Potentially.
Nebraska, Auburn, maybe. Like, are they going to stick with Gus Malzahn?
Gus is going to have to pull some shit up. He's going to have to pull something out of his ass. Which it seems like every single year he's on this super hot seat.
Which they play Texas A&M, I think, at the end of the year.
And that's the trap game.
And he'll beat Texas A&M and save his job. Yep. But it's like – There's some jobs that potentially are going to be open that's going to make the offseason very, very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
And tell me, the Vanderbilt job just opened up. Vanderbilt fires Derek Mason. If y'all were Vanderbilt, would y'all hire like a triple option coach?
Yeah. I would go after Army's head coach. Triple option.
I would do something that's like unique. That's your only chance at Vanderbilt. Like, yeah. If you hire a regular defensive coordinator or the hot new offensive coordinator, you're never going to win at Vandy.
Yeah.
You might as well go the Georgia Tech route and get this weird offense that teams never see. They need multiple weeks to prepare. You're going to get some upsets here and there. That's about as the best you can do for Vanderbilt. Like, you should 100% go for something like crazy, and it's going to blow up in your face down the road, just like it did Georgia Tech. But at least you'll have like 8 to 10 years of something unique there. I think that they should go for the Navy coach or the Army coach and just run the triple option.
Yeah, I could see, or get, I don't know, Coastal Carolina's coach. He runs like it's a weird triple option because there's like some passing integrated in it. It's kind of a weird, funky looking offense. I don't know.
Hey, can we talk about the girl kicker for Vanderbilt?
Yeah. We were gonna bring that up.
Heisman, dude. Heisman.
Brad has her. Brad
number five.
Has her. Number five in the Heisman. I mean, great story. But
it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. I love people chasing their dreams. It's
they went for it on fourth down. Didn't give her a chance to kick. They had 0 points.
Her kick was the worst kick I've ever seen in my life.
They Which, said it was planned. They said it was a planned
squib. I could potentially see it because if she kicks it deep, 10, 15 yards, they return it.
Someone's got to block her.
If you're on kick return, do you block the shit out of her? Like, what would you do if she's coming at you? I mean, do you just like gradually just like toss her to the side, or do you – welcome her to the SEC.
I don't know.
I mean, you're playing football at that point. It's war. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it's kind of sexist if you don't hit her. Like,
yeah. I don't know. It's and see, that's not the reason why Derek Mason got fired. He got fired because he was horrible and he hadn't won a game this season. And he's only won, he won 10 games in the SEC in 5 or 6 years, whatever it was. But I don't know. It was just kind of a weird gimmick. Like I said, I don't care. Like, chase your dreams. That's awesome. She made history. Does Vanderbilt have a men's soccer team or no?
That's true. Like, I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if it's normalized, then this won't be normalized. I mean, it's just the way that strength works, like genetics work.
Like,
he was better than Bubba Baxter or whatever his name is.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Probably would have made that extra point. Probably would have made that extra point versus Virginia Tech.
Yeah, she was better than Bubba Baxter. Shout out Bubba. But like, do you think?
Where is he at right now?
Houston. He's in Houston.
Is he actually kicking for him?
We traded Bubba to Houston and we got De'Eric in return. I believe he's kicking. But like, do you think the people, like, seriously, the people writing the checks up at Vanderbilt, like the boosters? Because that's a big money school. Do you think they're like, we're not down for – like, we want to win football games.
No, I think they liked it because they just kind of knew. Like, this team is trash. So, it got their name out there. I don't know. It's probably great for just overall school, like, dynamics. I mean, not football, but just overall getting Vandy's name out there even more. But I don't know. It's history.
Another coach that could potentially – or, hell, could be fired. Jeremy Pruitt. Tennessee fans want this man out quick. They pushed Greg Schiano out of the entire state. They would have been better with Greg Schiano.
We went from offseason with all these five stars, and it's like, wow.
They were the offseason champs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. They were the offseason champs this year. Miami was the offseason champs last year.
That's why you can't crown a champion in June.
Can't do it.
If I was Tennessee, I wouldn't fire Pruitt right now.
Not this year.
Not in COVID.
I don't even think that. I think if the Michigan job and the Texas job open up, which they probably will.
You're right.
The top candidate would probably rather go to those two schools than Tennessee.
Yeah.
1,000%. Unless Peyton Manning opens that
checkbook. Do you think Sarkisian leaves Alabama and gets a head coaching job? Or?
I think so.
Eventually,
why,
yeah.
Why would he? No idea, but I think he will. Like, if I was – like, and it kind of goes back to the Brent Venerables thing. If I was a coordinator at an Alabama or a Clemson, like me personally, making, you know, $1.2 million a year, winning every single year, I would just stay.
And not being the guy that's, like, on the overall hot seat.
I would just stay. But you see – and it's a revolving door. You see these guys, you know, Muschamp. I mean, coordinator, great coordinator, head coach – sorry, head coach. He goes, becomes a coordinator again, solid. Goes back to being a head coach, fired once again.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a great
buyout. Yeah, you see in the NFL a lot too. Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Jason Garrett.
Go Judge.
Yeah. But, yeah. So
nah, he's the guy.
So, Derek Mason out. We didn't have any sauces on that one. We didn't get to drop that one. You kind of knew it was coming, but.
Yeah. I mean, that surprised no one.
No.
But.
No one at all.
What about you? Let's talk about your Canes for a little bit.
We can do that.
Do you think I'm on this theory that Miami should schedule BYU or Cincinnati if possible?
1,000%.
They're going to schedule like Duke or somebody though. Yeah, and I mean that does nothing.
It was like we talked earlier. If BYU was going to be ranked below Miami, it did Miami no good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like we said, but. With
BYU jumped them.
BYU jumped them in the AP, and the AP, you know, we go by the playoff rankings at Tuesday.
Yeah, but
yeah. If I was Miami, I would definitely give Cincinnati a call.
I would definitely. Yeah. I would think you guys beat Cincinnati. Plus, with them being at what 7?
Yeah, I mean it's a win-win. It's a no lose situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as it looks right now, Monday is when we're going to find out if we play Duke or not. It's more than likely going to be Duke.
That's what
you guys should be at least number 9 now, right?
Well, in the AP we're 9th.
Yeah.
In the eight, it's weird.
For the playoff seedings though, with Northwestern getting knocked off.
Yeah, playoff seedings. Yeah, we should be 9th unless, say, BYU or like Jumps an Iowa, yeah. St- not Iowa yeah. State, but. BYU or Indiana, somebody like that could potentially – not Indiana. They've got 2 losses too, don't they?
No, Indiana has 1.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, it's Tallahassee.
But, yeah, it's
going to be – the ACC's – the end of the day, the ACC's got to look out for their teams.
Yeah.
And so Duke needs an opponent. They're going to do that. But
– And the protocol
– that kind of hurts Miami. Like
it does. And, like, each conference has these different set – protocols, so like, you know, ACC, Duke, Miami, like it's setting up perfect.
Yeah.
So a question for you guys with jumping around just a little bit. You got Michigan State and Ohio State next, right?
For Michigan?
Big Ten? For Big Ten? No, like just Ohio that's
State,
the next game?
Ohio State plays Michigan State and then Michigan the following week.
So if there's one game that they don't play, right?
Then they're out.
Okay. Is there a way for them to schedule a game? Like real quick to play, like we're talking about Miami doing that. Is that a possibility that Ohio State can do?
For Ohio State is, I don't know. I mean, maybe Ohio State's the team right now that they have players that are out, so they were the reason why they didn't play last week.
Yeah.
So you think Michigan State goes? You know what, guys?
No, if I'm Michigan, their biggest rival. And it's coming. It's the last week of the season. I'm getting out of that game, and I'm screwing my rival. 100%.
That would be the biggest FU.
Could you imagine? Hilarious.
Could you imagine?
If you're gonna get beat by 50.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If you're Michigan, you pull out of that game, and then you fire Harbaugh the next day.
Yeah. And then it's a win. It's a win for Michigan fans. All the way around.
Yeah. See, there's no bye weeks in the Big Ten, so
yeah, you're right.
A game would have to be canceled like on a Monday morning, and they would have to find another opponent like Monday afternoon.
Saturday. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
For Saturday
prepare and all that. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I don't see where that's likely. Now, if what, they can't,
if they get left out of the playoffs, or if they get left out of their championship game, there's no way they can get in the playoffs, right?
Absolutely not. If it was me, no. Because you didn't do – because, like, I mean,
who they have beaten? It would be in Indiana.
Yeah, but, like
– And that's the one thing I hate about the committee is because they can look at all these games and be like, oh, they only played these guys. But we know in our hearts that they're, you know, one of the best four teams.
Yeah.
And I hate that so much.
Which they are. They are definitely one of the top four teams. But you can't go to the playoffs after five games. Like, exactly. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's easy for me to say to just put a mask on and go, like, school home or school practice home, just like go straight home, because you can catch this shit any like sitting at your house. I think, I mean, these tests are crazy and everything's so weird, so I don't know if you can avoid, because I was about to say, you know, do the right thing, and but it's, that's dumb to say because you can catch the shit just by walking to your mailbox, I guess. But yeah, if they don't make it, if they're not eligible for their championship game, they 1,000% should be left out of the playoff. And that's going to be the biggest BS scam if they're like 4-0 or 5-0 and make the playoff.
And they get in. Yeah.
It would be ridiculous.
Yeah. I got a question for you. For the Iron Bowl, do you think Nick Saban's wife was in the house while he was watching the game, or do you think she left for the 3 hours that game was going on?
I don't know, man. He's got a pretty big house, so she might have been on one side and he was probably on the other side.
He said he was yelling at the TV. I guarantee you he was on the phone with somebody at the game. Like,
1,000%. And think about it, like, they won 42-13 and the guy was still pissed.
Yeah.
He was still pissed. It was incredible. Texas A&M struggled with LSU. Didn't really see that one coming, honestly. Thought it would be
– I'm not a Jimbo hater. I don't care, but I've never been really – and he's looked good some, but I've never really been impressed with Kellermont and Texas A&M. Never have.
I don't know. The opportunity is there for them boys to make the playoffs.
I mean, I was when they beat Florida.
Yeah, but even then, Florida's defense is so bad.
They stepped up this week. I know it was Kentucky, and that's what I was like. That's what I was gonna like.
And it's Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna like. A bunch of Florida fans on Twitter were saying how good their defense looked. Yeah, I agree. You gave up 10 points, but look who you're playing.
That win was fueled by Dan Mullen's Thanksgiving plate.
Oh,
Jesus, dude, that plate was horrible.
I can't. Oh, dude, frozen like green beans. Slop. Can't do it.
Look, like corn out of the can. Like, he had canned corn. It was horrible.
He's a psychopath. I can't
– like, seriously, he is a – with his wife kissing all the players, that it's just a weird, weird family. But he can call some offensive plays. He's a good offensive coach.
Yeah, he is a good
offensive coach. Can't hate on
him. You see him absolutely just giving it to the defensive coordinator?
Yeah, Grantham.
Grantham's done.
Yeah.
Grantham's going to be gone.
Since he yelled at him – like, Florida didn't give up another point, I don't think. Something like that. It was like punt, punt, interception, punt, punt. It was something crazy. So, yeah, Grantham's probably gone. And I could see Mullen bringing in Derek Mason.
I could, too.
Oof.
I wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't care, but I could see it. the Georgia Bulldogs.
Great win.
Beat up on old Mike Bobo. Seen that one coming from a mile away.
Yeah, that was – JT, that's good. He tweeted, I'm not done or something like that with a dog or more to come. So, he's looking good, man. I mean, there's always talk about, you know, entering the draft. Do you guys see that happening at all?
No way.
No. There's – like, not –
Do you see him next year? Like, just looking at what you've seen, do you see him being a potentially a Heisman candidate next year?
Maybe.
He threw a pick yesterday. He threw a pick, but it was tipped and picked. So, I mean,
I'm trying to think of the guys that could potentially return.
I don't know. As of right now, I'm drawing a blank as to like big Heisman. What's Mac Jones? What is he?
Mac Jones will be gone, I think.
Well, Trask, what's he? Is he
Trask is gone?
Should leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody.
Yeah, I can't. So, really, I mean, Bo Nix, no, not Bo Nix. No. So. Yeah, I mean, Mac Jones is a junior, so he could potentially come back. I don't see him coming back, but
well, if they don't win the national championship, which they probably are gonna, then he might be back. But
yeah, as far as like, not only it's just ludicrous to think that JT would leave because he's played two games, but if you just take a step back and look at the quarterbacks that are coming out this year, potentially coming out,
yeah,
we don't know. Every quarterback could stay, but. Fields, Lawrence, Jones.
There's three or four good ones, and then that Wilson. Next group. There's a big time drop off to where JT Daniels could be a good late first, second round, third round guy.
Yeah, I just don't. He's not going to leave. I don't see him leaving.
It wouldn't be like he'd go immediately.
It'd be hilarious
for a starting job.
Yeah, it would.
I would be upset.
Yeah, Brad, you would be upset. It'd be hilarious to us.
I mean, because we just lose all the good QBs that we had.
Yeah. As far as a Heisman candidate, like, it depends on how – because Kirby's off – I know Kirby's not an offensive guy, but, you know, since Kirby's been there, it's been run first, run first, pound. So, it's kind of hard to say. You're not going to be a Heisman candidate by completing 10 passes a game.
Yeah, yeah.
So –
I mean, it looks – it's looking up. It's
he's
looking
definitely
up.
A lot – he's definitely a lot better than what you
he's got. Yeah. I mean, there's not too
which
many
is why we talked about this. We talked about this 4 or 5 weeks ago. And the man said he was ready after week two. And that's why we're sitting here. I think Georgia beats Florida if they have JT Daniels playing.
Ooh.
If – like, I'm saying, like, when they played, the way that game shook out, like, there was 8 passes that were down the field that they missed completely. He would have hit at least half of them. And
you were only down 13 late. That's it.
So
I don't think it's crazy to think that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. When you guys were like, oh no, you're going to stick with Stetson and all, when we were talking about after he beat Auburn, you know, and then I'm like, hey, let's see him in the second half of the Tennessee game and just see what we got.
Yeah.
And then they don't put him in, they put Dwan in instead. And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, that's just – it's frustrating. It's frustrating as a Georgia fan, because now we know we're really playing for nothing. Yeah, I'm not playing for a New Year's Six. Like, I don't give a shit about New Year's Six. We're talking about 1980.
Like, this is true.
That's it. We got to get
– I mean, we'll never know, like, really what went on behind the scenes, because we heard so many things. We heard he wasn't ready. We heard he was ready, but his family didn't want him to play. We heard that he wasn't – didn't trust his leg.
We heard he was an interception machine in practice.
We heard all these different things. So, I don't know. Who knows, really?
It's just another wasted year, though. We had a lot of good seniors that could have helped us, especially on defense. And then you put in the it's a good story. Stetson was a good story, but I'm tired of good stories at Georgia. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Want to hear great
stories. I mean, you know what? Good stories. Good stories are like the Heisman candidate number 5.
That's for books.
Sarah Fuller.
That's for books.
Those are good stories.
Yeah.
The great Mark Richt said that championships collect dust, Brad. It's all about the memories and the stories.
I'm
what an idiot.
Stories, dude. I want to see a national championship in my lifetime, and I haven't seen it.
Shout out Northwestern real quick. Frauds. Okay. We thought – which nobody's touching Ohio State. We've covered this, but – they were like the only undefeated team with Ohio State. We were like, uh-oh, check these guys out. Wrong. Took an L. Right. Michigan State's year, though, has been so weird.
Yeah.
You get beat by Rutgers.
You beat Michigan.
Then you beat Michigan, who at the time we were like, oh, shit, you know, that's a big win. Then you get absolutely demolished by Iowa the next week. And then you get demolished by Indiana. And then you turn around and beat a top 10 Northwestern team. Makes zero sense. Shout out Mel Tucker. I don't know what he's doing up there. Michigan State's uniforms this past Saturday, elite. I really liked them.
Like
the dark gray with the lime green lettering. I love that, dude. I'm a big green guy.
Horrible.
Joe's not a green guy.
No, I'm not a 2020, let's get crazy with our uniforms. Like, no, just wear your traditional stuff.
See, yeah, I love crazy uniforms.
No, see, I like Penn State. I like
Texas.
I
like going, I like getting some colors in there. I like going crazy. So that's did anybody watch the Mike Tyson fight? I watched a little bit of it.
The highlight of the night really was Jake Paul knocking out Nate Robinson.
Dude.
And then him just getting clowned by all of the NBA and pretty much all the sports world.
I think he's still in the ring. I think he's still laying there.
That was nasty.
Did you see?
Okay, I mean, Jake Paul had a good fight his last fight. Yeah. And people were like, oh, you know, he's a vlogger or whatever. And so they didn't take him serious. That dude looks like he can fight. I mean,
he called out Conor McGregor. Please, yeah. Please God, let that happen.
I would love to see that.
I would love to see that.
But there's announcers that are saying that that is a more fair fight than Floyd Mayweather versus McGregor in a boxing ring.
No. Conor McGregor looked good against Mayweather.
I think Mayweather let him look good. Well, that's Mayweather's gimmick, though. He dances.
If I'm Conor McGregor, I do not take that. 100% do not. He wants the money, but you lose to him. Could you imagine?
But, like, did you see it, though? Jake hit Nate. Nate falls. And then he stays down for a minute, and then he gets back up. I'm like, okay, he's ready. And then literally 2 seconds later, Jake hits him with another one, and he was just out cold. Had no idea where he was.
I mean, what is Nate, like 5'4"?
Something. I don't know.
No, dude, he's like 5'8".
Yeah, he's probably 5'8".
Yeah, 5'8". He got absolutely rocked.
I didn't say I would have put money on Nate Robinson winning 1,000%.
I would have thought he would have won.
Yeah.
Then he got clowned by like Steph Curry and everybody.
He got clowned by everybody.
Oh, it was so funny. The Mike Tyson fight, though, it was just – man,
you know, did you see where Mike Tyson
was? It's like
was,
they put the training
Mike Tyson
wheels on.
Was high during the fight.
Was he? Damn.
He came out and said he was high for the fight. He got high.
That's hilarious.
The yeah. They put the training wheels on Mike. They were like, "Hey man, you can't go hard." Like, yeah. He could have just ended that early.
I think so too. And like, it was just one of them. The best part about the entire fight was Snoop Dogg doing commentary.
Dude, mm-hmm. I didn't know what decade we were in when I was watching, like. You know, I was watching a lot of the like live streams or whatever on Twitter.
Yeah.
And there was like guys that were on Twitter, like acting like they were like, or even on Twitch, they were acting like they were playing like a boxing game. So the live stream wouldn't end. Like they were like, they had a controller on.
That's hilarious. But yeah, it was just kind of dumb. A draw. I mean, it was interesting, but it wasn't.
It was 2020. It definitely was like a 2020 event.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Draw. It should have been gone to Mike Tyson, though. I mean, he won every round.
Yeah, I agree. NFL, let me go ahead and tell you. Raheem Morris, interim head coach for the Falcons, is trying to become full-time head coach of the Falcons.
Yeah.
What a game for that defense, too.
Absolute blowout. Didn't see this one. Derek Carr looked awful. Yeah.
It's because he's been clowned all week on the memes of him looking like he's – emo.
I don't know what about him, but I do not like him. Like, I heard an interview with him on Twitter. I hated his voice. I don't like him as a quarterback.
Well, you already hate that family because of David Carr making fun of Jameis.
Yep, that's why I hate him. That is, yeah. That's why I hate him.
But I didn't see that one. Dude, that shocked the hell out of me. I was like, you know. Raiders going to go to, you know.
Dude, the Falcons are like the Giants. Their record should be a whole lot better than it actually is.
Yeah. And the Falcons should be worse. Cowboys should have one win.
The Falcons should be in the playoff hunt. They really should.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I mean, if you look at how elite their offense is too, like on paper, if you look at who they have, it's like, what the heck?
They have 10 first-round draft picks.
And you think Matt Ryan is getting things done, but their best player is their kicker, Young Wei-Koo.
Yeah.
Well, they
got
won.
21 fantasy points today.
They won without Julio and Gurley today.
Yeah.
They did. That's a good point.
Shout out all the people who played B.J. Hill and Irv Smith or whatever got all the points.
Yeah.
Fantasy's dead, though.
It is. It couldn't be more dead. Shout out to the Bills. Sloppy win. They got the dub, though. 8-3.
The Chargers coach should be fired immediately after that.
He should. Anthony Lynn.
Should be fired. How do you – the stupidest thing ever.
Giants. We want to talk Giants a minute?
We'll let you talk. We'll let you talk our Giants.
Yeah, we'll let you have some Giants time.
Yeah, our Giants, Joe was texting me, though. He was not happy with special teams at the 103-yard kickoff return, which is Bengals.
We got to clean that up. We definitely have to clean that up.
That's the Bengals' longest play in their history, 103 yards.
Damn.
But Danny Dimes gets hurt. Colt McCoy comes in. Actually didn't play bad. I mean, some bad throws, but what really is the story of the game is that defense was solid for the Giants. I mean, they gave up 10 points. Well, it was 17 at the end of the game, but 10 of the points in the first half were given up, one by the kickoff return, and then the other three was because the Giants fumbled on offense in their own territory, which turned into a field goal. But then there's some dumb penalties that happened in the second half that kind of made the Bengals come back into this game. They almost blew it, but defense stepped up, sack fumble in the game, and the Giants sit atop the NFC East at least for a day. We'll see what happens with Eagles Seahawks, but I don't really see Philly winning that game tomorrow. So I really think, and I hope this is the case for me. And Hudgens and I were talking. This is I want the Giants to win the division, but if they don't, I wouldn't mind seeing the football team win it. Just with the story of Alex Smith, I mean, gotcha. I think that would be pretty. It'd be a great story. And I don't like any of the teams in the NFC East. I think the Giants have the edge right now. We'll see how hurt Daniel Jones is, but I do not want to see the Cowboys or Eagles win it, especially backing their way into it that way. But it's time for a change. And it's been a while for both teams. So yeah. 2016 was the last time the Giants had won three straight.
I see either the Giants or Washington. I don't see any the other two teams.
Well, you guys have swept the Cowboys. We were 1-1 with the Eagles. And then we swept Washington. It really comes down to those games that we were talking about where it's like Seahawks, Cardinals, Browns, Cowboys for us, and then your guys' schedule. But the Cowboys look terrible. Mike McCarthy, horrible. Glad that the Giants didn't get him because Joe Judge is the guy. That's the guy. I mean, he's going to be there for a while.
You hear that, Joe?
Yeah, next week Brad's going to come on this podcast and talk shit about Joe Judge.
I won't talk shit about Joe Judge. Now, I will say, listen to this. Hold on, listen to this. We'll talk about Eli Manning for a second. Eli Manning never came out of the game. He never missed any plays, never missed any games his entire career. And that just goes to show, like, with Danny Dimes, I think Lawrence Tynes actually tweeted this with, like, Daniel Jones had a hamstring injury, went out. It's like, that just goes to show how long Eli's career was and never missed anything. Wild.
You calling Daniel Jones a I don't want to say that on the podcast, but are you talking crap about Danny Jones right now?
You calling him a weenie?
No, I just think you have guys who are running quarterbacks that are more apt to injury. And so that's why I think Lamar Jackson's career is going to end relatively soon.
Don't bring Lamar into this, Brad.
Because it'll turn into RG3.
We're talking Daniel Jones and Eli Manning right now, and you have to bring up Lamar Jackson.
I brought up running quarterbacks in general.
He has COVID, and Daniel Brad. Jones. He has COVID.
Yeah, fraud.
He has COVID.
Frauds don't get – or frauds get COVID.
Wow.
Hot take.
Hot take.
So, I mean – I'm talking running quarterbacks, and if you talk running quarterbacks, who comes to your head? You get Lamar Jackson right now because he's active, and you have Michael Vick, who
– Josh Allen.
You have Josh Allen, who got hurt today too, and he went out of the game, and he came back in.
So you
have running quarterbacks that get hurt. Kyler Murray hurt. So running quarterbacks get hurt, and Eli was not a running quarterback. So I'm nervous in that fact.
That's just because he was unathletic.
Yeah.
The man's a two-time Super Bowl champ, dude. I don't know. You need to put some respect on his name.
All right, we digress. We digress. The Titans are for real. They are
back. Joe gave up on the Titans. He thought they were frauds.
He did.
Now look at him.
The, The Tennessee Titans will not win the Super Bowl.
Okay, I mean, that's easy to say.
That's all I ever said. I did say that because I said right after that, I said because they will not win the Super Bowl.
I think we
the Tennessee Titans will not win the Super Bowl.
Who's better team, Titans or Ravens? Right now, who's the better team?
The Ravens aren't going to even make the playoffs probably because of COVID.
Oh.
They got the COVID, because of man. COVID.
Their whole team is out. They're going to lose. They're going to either have to.
They're 6-4. They weren't even sniffing the playoffs.
Oh. Yes, they're in the playoff. They were going to be in the playoffs as the seventh seed.
I'll take the Steelers, Brad.
That's who I'll take. I'll take the Steelers.
That's the easy pick.
It's an easy pick. By the way, USA Today article that you guys posted or whatever that said the Giants would finish 2-14.
We're done talking about the Giants, Brad.
The Ravens would finish 13-3. Trash
article. Brad, that USA Today article isn't that far off of the Giants' real record right now.
All right, it said that the Ravens.
The Giants going to end up with 5 wins, Brad.
It will be 5 wins.
Bet.
Maybe 6.
Wins. Bet right now.
Huh?
Bet.
I'll bet you.
There you go, Brad.
Giants will end with 6 wins or more.
Who's their backup quarterback?
Colt McCoy.
Loss.
Yikes. All right.
Horrible.
They weren't expected to win next week.
The Titans had a good win against the Colts.
Okay, so
they're not going to win the Super Bowl. That's bottom line.
At least every other team in the NFL has at least one quarterback. Because the Broncos, I mean, practice squad, wide receiver.
Y'all said they were going to score.
They scored 3 points. They did score.
Did you guys see how many completions he had? Did you guys see how many completions he had?
One.
He had 3, 2 to the other team.
He went one for nine. 1-for-9 for 13. Dude, that was the most embarrassing shit I've ever seen in my entire
life. I put the game on. I was excited to watch it. Me too. This is going to be fun. I'm like, this. I changed it halfway through the first. I was like, I can't watch this. This is terrible football.
It was absolute. I mean, what can you do? What could you do? It was gross, dude.
It was not. I mean, Jerry Jeudy tweeted that he wanted to be the quarterback. I would have spent more time watching that than.
Yeah, and they tried the Wildcat with old dude, Philip Lindsay.
Philip Lindsay.
Most of the time.
And then Lindsay got hurt.
Yeah. The Saints, I'm surprised it wasn't worse than 31-3, honestly. I'm surprised it wasn't like 56-3.
Saints bums.
Yeah. Chiefs Bucks. Game of the week.
It's a good one. Should have ran away with it.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyreek Hill is an absolute monster. I mean, what a game.
What a freaking game. In real life, on fantasy, even though fantasy's dead. Last I checked, he had 50 points. I don't know what he ended up with.
3 touchdowns. He had like 260 yards and like 9%. He had like 40. Yeah. But he rushed for 3 touchdowns in the first half. But Tyreek Hill had like 40 points in the first half.
Tyreek Hill ended up with 51.4 fantasy points. That is insane. In fact, dude, now get this. He's on Bozeman's team. Chase, who Bozeman's playing, has 51 points right now.
That's insane. So
Tyreek Hill by himself has outscored an entire team. Well, 2 teams, because Brad had 46 points this week. Shout out.
We can talk about Tom. Tom Brady doesn't – I mean, he's thrown some terrible interceptions this year.
Yeah, he has.
Tony Romo had a hot take on that game. He said that he thinks that it'll be Bucs-Chiefs Super Bowl in Tampa.
No way. No way.
He said, I think this is going to happen. The way I watch this game, I think it's going to happen. Tom Brady can't throw the ball down the field. Bruce Arians wants him to. He can't do it. They're not going to win if they try to do that. They're not going to win if they can.
I'm going to look at the NFC standings right now. There is no way that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady. Tom Brady looks horrible.
You've got the Saints, who they haven't beaten in both games, and they got beaten badly in both. You got the Packers.
Yeah.
You got the Seahawks. You got the Giants. And the reason why honestly, I bring up the Giants, the reason why I bring up the Giants is we were up 17-3 at half against them.
Brad just said the Giants.
I ignored that.
I mean, if you look at the game, if you look at the game they played against the Bucks, I'm not saying that we would win. I'm just saying, if you look, that is a losable game for the Bucks.
Yeah, I agree. Out of the East, though,
the NFC is really, I mean,
it's wide open.
The Rams lost to, yeah.
This is like it depends on East West.
I don't know.
I mean, the NFC is not good.
When does Breeze come back, or is he coming back? I don't know.
He had 14 crap ribs and a collapsed lung. They said week 14. I was like, no way.
Eesh. I'm gonna have to go Packers.
The Packers are beating the living piss out of the Bears tonight. It's 27-3.
They are, but the Packers are good, brother. Which Packers New Orleans? I mean, New Orleans are on an 8-game win streak, even you know with Breeze out.
And with Thomas playing,
they basically
playing, like,
got
a bye
this week, though.
You're right. Yeah. No. I agree. Yeah, they Alabama would have been a tougher game, or Clemson, or
yeah,
Georgia.
I really think that
any yeah, but the Saints have the Falcons and the Eagles, so they'll be 11-2.
Yeah,
they should definitely win. But then they play the Chiefs, so that'll be ooh.
I will say though. Yeah. I'm not gonna bring up the other thing, but
bring it up. What is it about the Giants, Brad?
It's not about the Giants. It's about just college and versus the NFL in general. When they talk about this, like Alabama versus the worst team, like the Jets, there's no way Alabama would ever be even close in that game. And we're talking like the reason why I bring this up is that quarterback who played for Wake Forest. Like Wake Forest isn't good in college, but I mean the man completed one pass. You can't complete more than one pass the entire game.
But he played for Wake Forest his freshman year and he got benched. Like he was horrible he was a quarterback his freshman year.
Dude, yeah. We're not talking like Jamie Newman or
No. The Broncos wanted to start an assistant coach at quarterback. Yeah. How hilarious was that? I wish they
really I think Alabama could have beat the Broncos today.
I think so.
What I don't understand is why they didn't just sign a quarterback just off the, you know, I know, like, could they have signed him one day and then play the next day just off the street? Because that would have been better than just playing that practice squad wide receiver who never played quarterback.
I guess it's possible.
I think if you're the Broncos, you're like, screw it. We're going to get a better job. We don't care if we win. And I mean, what does it matter if we win? Let's lose this game. Let's not waste money on signing a quarterback for one day.
Good point.
Like,
yeah, but. Yeah. Ugh. AFC, it'll probably be, you know, Pittsburgh and the Chiefs in the AFC championship game, which I could honestly see Pittsburgh getting tripped up. Honestly,
well, it's weird. Like this year is weird because you've seen so many games where like Pittsburgh's undefeated right now. So I can see them getting tripped up, but like the Chiefs, they didn't play well against the Raiders. And I mean, they played well, but it's the Raiders who just got crushed by the Falcons in both games that they played. And so I don't think there's a clear-cut team that's just, like, going to go out and win. Like, most years you have this team that you're like, that's who's going to make it, and then they lose to the Titans in the first round of the playoffs. And then, you know, so I'm anxious to see how the playoffs shake out, especially with COVID. Dude. Because if they have this COVID breakout, you know, right before a playoff game, how's that going to work?
Dude, shout out Mike Tomlin for – he's never had a losing record. Never had one losing record.
I could definitely, like you said, I could see them slipping up. But – because AFC is actually not bad.
Yeah. I could definitely see them slipping up as well to a team like the Tennessee Titans.
Who's the worst playoff team – right now for the AFC? Is it – it's not the Titans, right? Is it the Colts? Or who's the number 7 seed?
The Colts are seven. Baltimore's 8. So, I mean, Dolphins are 6. One of them 3. I mean
– and they were talking on Cowherd the other day about the Dolphins being a Super Bowl contender.
No way.
I don't know. Is it still to his team?
That's what Flores said today. Yeah, he was like, it's still to his team. even with the win against the Jets.
Well, I mean, it
no
was
shit.
The,
it's,
it was the Jets.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. It's still Tua's team.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think Fitzpatrick's got him 4 or 5 wins.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't have it right in front of me, but yeah, I mean, Fitz Magic's always going to go out and do what he does. Oh, anyway, I guess that's about it. Oh, shout out FSU for just canceling day of. I know we talked about it earlier because Joe had to go to that wedding, but they couldn't have – I know this is late, but they couldn't have, like, figured that out, like, Friday or Thursday?
No, because they test on Friday night.
Friday night? They need to start testing on Friday morning.
Well, I think they test Friday morning, but the results don't come back till Friday night. I mean, there's nothing that Florida State can do.
It's just – I know that.
And it's funny that – and I saw you tweet this, that Mississippi State played with less than Florida State, but Florida State had whole position groups out.
Well, I know that. Yeah, I know. I mean, I know there was nothing that they could do. But if Mississippi State would have had whole position groups out, they wouldn't have played either.
Yeah.
But it's just the overall consensus is like no other team has canceled on game day. Except Florida State, who did it twice.
No, that's not true because there was like 2 games and it wasn't big teams. It was like UTEP and stuff. But there was
you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, Florida State was running low on players. They had a guy test positive on Friday. So you can't play. I mean, there's literally nothing they could do about it.
Yeah.
You hadn't heard anything out of Virginia.
Virginia was fine. The Virginia knew that Virginia came in late Friday night, they said,
knowing
that there was the chance that, yeah, they knew. So,
sure. Well, yeah, I mean, we had the scoop on it a couple of days before it dropped. So, shout out to the Sauces.
Yeah, there was rumors that a lot of players were out. They were going to try to play anyway. And then they had another one test on Friday, so I mean, there was literally nothing they could do.
Yeah,
I was looking forward to it. I don't think Virginia's not like this great team. They probably would have beat Florida State, but Florida State needs games. They need reps.
Yeah. So no opponent for Florida State this weekend, obviously.
Well, they're supposed to play Duke. It hasn't came out yet that the game's going to get canceled, but it's very likely.
Very, very likely. And then the 12th is the only time they can really play. Well, the 12th and the 19th, but.
No, because Doak is – the state championship's in Doak on the 19th or that weekend.
Oh, the high school championship?
Yeah.
Huh. I used to play that in Orlando. So I guess they moved it.
So they literally can only play the 12th. Yeah. I want Florida State to play like UMass or somebody and just beat the living piss at them.
I don't know if they'd be. I don't know if we'd have to.
They would destroy UMass. UMass.
Play Jacksonville State again.
They would destroy UMass. But I don't know. Florida, they'll probably end up playing like Clemson or something.
Yeah.
End the season on a good note.
Yeah, they're probably not going to play. Like they might.
They're going to try to schedule somebody the 12th.
The 12th.
Who knows?
But yeah, it's so unpredictable. But yeah. All right, fellas, I guess we'll end it right here. It's been fun. Been hanging out. Seahawks, Eagles, I think it's unanimous that we're going to go for that. Seahawks are going to blow the Eagles out tomorrow night.
And then Jalen Hurts may get some snaps. I thought about that.
So. He's been taking first team reps. Then Ravens, Steelers Tuesday. I don't know if that's going to be played or not.
No chance. No, I don't think they're going to play.
I don't think they'll play.
Ravens ducking the Steelers.
Sad.
Yep. Whatever.
All right. I know, Joe. I know.
Yep. So, everybody follow us on Stadium Drive Pod on Twitter. That's where we do all the biz. We got some sauces. We breaking news over there. You need to get with us. So, other than that, I'll see you later.